It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God, like all the zoos astray? A great awakening. Miracles and wonders are God's glory on display. Inside the dark, light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on this Father's Day 2015. Dale Gentry here for the next hour, your 24-hour internet prayer station, VPN Radio, is now on the air at this time or any time. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast as we pray for revival in America and the spiritual awakening. And today, we're going to pay a special tribute to fathers, and we're going to play a lot of Father's Day music. I trust that you will enjoy. So stay tuned. Don't go away. Tell your friends about VPN Radio and to put in your prayer request, become a VPN prayer leader. To receive more information about VPN Radio or make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to VPNradio.com. Visit our website if you will. And also, you can also visit our website, letsprayamerica.com. So, Father, we thank you for this Father's Day 2015. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in the name of Jesus today. We pray, Father God, that you will anoint me, your servant, to lead this prayer. We thank you for people that are praying with us all across America and around the world. In Jesus' name, we come boldly into your presence. We pray our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast today as we honor fathers and pray for fathers. It's going to be a special day. We're going to have some songs concerning fathers today, and here's one of them. Here's a young lady named by the name of Brianna Haynes, and she's going to sing a song, Through the Eyes of My Father. It's going to be a special broadcast. We pay tribute to all of the dads out there that's listening to BPN Radio today. Here's Brianna Haynes.
You at your worst, he'll do anything. A father, he shows you what love is. Saw your dreams before you did. He'll give everything like your heavenly father. I see God in my father's eyes. Like the Father, in the way He loves you, a Father's like the Father when He carries you through. I am a Father's daughter as I'm loving another. See love from a Father in heaven through the eyes of my Father. Anything a father feels your pain when
Anna Haynes, and she's singing Through the Eyes of My Father. Here on this Father's Day, I want to wish all the dads a happy Father's Day here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, 2015. And I pray that you're having a wonderful day. I pray that you will receive honor, and there will be a tremendous outpouring of love and appreciation on you. We bless you, fathers, in the name of Jesus. And we pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. What an honor it is to be a father. And I'm so thankful for my father, who is in heaven tonight, today. And he went to be with the Lord 2001. And so I miss my dad. He lived to be 92 years old. He was a mighty man of God. He taught me how to pray. I was so blessed, even though we were poor. We were certainly wealthy in the things that really mattered. My dad would get up at 5 o'clock every morning, and he would pray, and he would say words like, "Father, use my son, Del Wayne. May he be a mighty man of God. May he be a world evangelist. May he do your will." And my dad was a Pentecostal preacher. And he was a man that loved Jesus. He pastored several churches, but in the latter years of his life, he became a prison minister and ministered to many that were in prison. And weekly, he would go into the jails and prisons in the state of Oklahoma. He would share the gospel of Jesus Christ. He would tell people that Jesus loves them. He was a mighty man of God, and I'll never forget one of the last times I was ever with him is that I went to the home where he was, where he lived with my sister and brother-in-law, and got up in bed with him and put my arms around him, told him I loved him, and we prayed in the Spirit. Wonderful dad. I'd pay tribute to the original OC, Orb Clyde Gentry, gone to be with the Lord, and one day I'll see him again. And I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful for that. Yes, I am. And so I want to pray for all of you people right now, that your father is no longer here. He's gone to be with the Lord, or he is no longer alive. I pray with you right now that the Holy Spirit will comfort you and minister to you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit will touch you and minister to you right now. Comfort you of the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm missing my dad right now, and I know that maybe you are too. And I just know that the Holy Spirit is comforting you now, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. So I bless you. In the name of the Lord, and I pray for you right now, in Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. I trust this song will just be a comfort to you. It's a great song titled, "Heaven Was Needing a Hero," and I trust that you'll be blessed with this song here on Father's Day 2015.
Today to see you. Oh, I had to let you know. If I knew the last time that I held you was the last time, I'd have held you and never let go. It's kept me awake nights wondering. I lie in the dark just asking why. I've always been told you won't be called home until it's your time. I guess heaven was needing a hero, somebody just like you. Brave enough to stand up for what you believe and follow it through. When I try to make it make sense in my mind, the only conclusion I come to is heaven was needing a hero like you. Held your head up proud. I laughed inside when I saw how you were standing out in the crowd. You're such a part of who I am. Now that part will just be void. No matter how much I need you now, heaven needed you more. 'Cause heaven was needing a hero, somebody just like you. Brave enough to stand up on what you believe and follow it through. When I try to make it make sense in my mind, the only conclusion I come to is a heaven. Heaven was needing a hero. That's you.
That's a beautiful song on this Father's Day by a young lady by the name of Jet DeVoe. And that's a great song. Heaven was needing a hero. Praying for those of you that are missing your dad today on this Father's Day. And I just pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be upon you in Jesus' name on this Father's Day. And I also pray here on this Father's Day on BPN Radio for those of you that maybe your father is gone and you did not have a good relationship with your dad. And, you know, there's mistakes we make in life. There are things that maybe we have no power over, or maybe we could have done things better. But anyhow, it didn't happen. And today I just pray for those of you that maybe didn't have a good relationship with your father. But I just pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be upon you right now. You know, there's a song by a man by the name of Kelly Ray Burkham I want to play right now, and it talks about telephone in heaven. I think some of you may identify with it here on this Father's Day. Kelly Ray Burkham, here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, June of 2015. This one's called Telephone in Heaven.
Telephone in heaven, how I'd love to talk to my dad. I'd tell him that I love him and I miss him. I'm sorry for the times we've never had. Well, I wonder if they'd charge me by the minute, and I wonder if they'd charge me by the mile. Call up that old angel operator. Could I please talk to my daddy for a while? Telephone in heaven. I wish there was a telephone in heaven. How I'd love to talk to my grandma. That I miss her Sunday cooking. Heaven ain't like that since you went to meet Grandpa. Well, I wonder if they'd charge me by the minute, and I wonder if they'd charge me by the mile. I'd call up that old angel operator. Could I please talk to my grandma for a while? Telephone in heaven.
Telephone in heaven. There you have the music of a man by the name of Kelly Ray Burkham. Here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, as we honor fathers. And we're so thankful today for dads. I'm thankful for my biological dad, O.C. Gentry, and my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, who pastored one church, the Christian Center, Gulf Coast Christian Center, in West Columbia, Texas. 49 years, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, 1990, and said, that is your spiritual father. And God connected me to him. Of course, he went to be with the Lord, I think, 2002. So after he went to be with the Lord, for the first time in my life, I realized I did not have a dad. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, you go be a dad. You be a spiritual dad, a spiritual granddad. And so I'm thankful today for spiritual fathers, and I'm thankful for spiritual grandfathers. I'm thankful for these men that I had in my life. I'm so very thankful and grateful for these. And I just I bless my biological father, O.C. Gentry, my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins. And I'm thankful for these men in my life. I'm thankful now for my pastor, who is also spiritual father in my life, Bob Nichols. He's pastored one church, Calvary Cathedral, in Fort Worth, Texas, for 51 years. And I'm just so thankful for him today. Why don't you just take time to thank God for your dad and for the role that he has placed in your life, and honor him on this day. And so I'm just so thankful that our dads can be our hero. And my biological father and my spiritual father were certainly my heroes, and I'm so thankful for that. Why don't you just take a few moments just to thank God for your hero? And why don't you give expressed appreciation, if you will, today? And that would be fantastic. Just take a few moments out of your time to give expressed appreciation to your dad. Would you just do that? We'll just take a few moments to take a phone call, make a phone call, write a letter, send an email. That would be fantastic. That would be fantastic for your hero, which is your dad. And so I think that you will enjoy some music here, some Father's Day music. And we're praying for fathers. We're honoring fathers here on BPN Radio. Here's a young lady called Sistina. She's going to sing a song about her dad.
I would ride on your shoulders and look out on the world, pretending I was big and tall like you. When you were there to hold me, I never was afraid. You made me feel there's nothing I can't do. If I'd spread my wings to fly when I was very small, I knew that you'd be standing by to catch me if I fall. You're my hero, chasing the monsters from my room, going on trips around.
Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Father's Day Sunday 2015, as we honor fathers everywhere. Fathers everywhere that are listening today. And we are so thankful to have you joining us here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Honoring fathers and praying for fathers and praying for children that do not have a father in the home. And wow, I mean, the statistics are quite remarkable. 63% of youth suicides are from a fatherless home, and that's five times the average. And 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. We're talking about the fatherless generation. 85% of all children who show behavior disorders come from fatherless homes, 20 times the average. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. We need to pray for the fatherless right now. We must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we live in a fatherless generation. A fatherless generation. And we as a nation are in desperate trouble because of this fatherless generation. People that don't have a father. They don't know who their father is. Some have never met their father. And some are bitter towards their father. And you got to realize that in 41% of all births that are given today, children will be born into one parent family. They'll be born into a home where there's no father. And we have the media that would dare to say, this is the new norm. It is not a norm. It is the plan of God that a child be born into the home of a father and a mother. And we find in the book of Proverbs how a father is to train his son or daughter, how the father is to play a significant role in the life of a son or a daughter. And where there is no father in the home, children are in jeopardy. And we know that there are so many fathers that have abandoned their children. They've not taken responsibility for their children. And we pray for this people group right now. Would you help me pray? Father, we pray in Jesus' name for this people group that does not have a father in the home. In Jesus' name, we pray for them. In the name of the Lord, we pray for these that have grown up without a father. We pray for this fatherless generation that does not know the Lord. A fatherless generation that has not had the teaching or the training of a father, of a dad. We pray for single family homes where the mother is having to take responsibility that the father should be taking, maybe working two or three jobs in order to provide for her children. We pray for these mothers who have been abandoned by their husbands or by the father of their children. We pray for them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we pray for a nation, our nation, that is fatherless today. You know, statistics say that 64 million fathers across the nation. And only 26 million are a part of a family with their own children under the age of 18. There's 2.5 million single fathers, up from 400,000 not too many years ago. And the statistics go on and on. And there are so many things about fathers. It says children with involved loving fathers are significantly more likely to do well in school, have healthy self-esteem, exhibit empathy and pro-social behavior, avoid high-risk behaviors such as drug use, truancy, criminal activity compared to children who have uninvolved fathers. Wow. And so we not only have missing fathers, we have uninvolved fathers. That's fathers who live in the home but have very little to do with their children because they're so busy making a living. They're so busy doing their own thing. And we pray right now for uninvolved fathers, fathers who are not involved in their children's lives. They don't have time to spend a day with them or a meal with them. They do not have time because they are so busy doing their own thing. We pray for these uninvolved fathers today in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to them right now in the name of the Lord. We pray for these 20 million children who live in single-parent homes today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, for fathers who live with their children, who have an enduring relationship with them. We ask that you bless them right now in Jesus' name. We pray for children. About 40% of children in father-absent homes have not seen their father at all during the past year. Father, we pray in Jesus' name for these children whose fathers are absent from the home. 40% have not seen their father in the last year. 26% of absent fathers live in a different state than their children. 50% of children living absent their father have never set foot in their father's home. My God. Jesus, help us, we pray. Lord, we pray for these fathers in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray for fathers, for children whose fathers are incarcerated. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We pray for those whose fathers are in prison. We ask that you minister to them. We pray for these fathers who are in prison, cannot see their children, cannot walk with them in the sunlight and the sun. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Some of these statistics, ladies and gentlemen, are staggering. Staggering. It says that 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger come from fatherless homes. 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 85% of children who exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 90% of adolescents repeat arsonists live with only their mother. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions have no father. 85% of youths in prisons grew up in a fatherless home. Fatherless boys and girls are twice as likely to drop out of high school, twice as likely to end up in jail, four times more likely to need help for emotional or behavioral problems. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray for young people with no father in the home. In Jesus' name. And we pray right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, for these young people. We pray for fathers right now that have not seen their children in a while because of divorce or because of the court system, whatever might be happening. In Jesus' name, we pray for these fathers that are away from their children, disconnected some way, somehow. In Jesus' name, we pray for them right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. would you take time here today, here on BPN Radio, would you take time to pray for these fathers? And would you take time to pray for these children that are disconnected from their fathers, fathers disconnected from their children, and children disconnected from their fathers here on Father's Day 2015. Would you help me pray? Well, it's John Barker. He's just going to sing a song honoring his dad. Thank you for being my dad. Here on BPN Radio, here on a Father's Day Sunday, John Barker. Honoring all the Father's Day, all the fathers here on Father's Day 2015.
Doing pretty well. Thank you for your guiding hand. Thank you for making my dreams come true. You're an extraordinary man, and I hope you're as proud of me as I am proud of you.
I would write
look out on the world, pretending I was big and tall like you. When you were there to hold me, I never was afraid. You made me feel there's nothing I can't do. If I'd spread my wings to fly when I was very small, I knew that you'd be standing by to catch me if I'd fall. You're my hero, chasing the monsters from my room, going on trips around.
Oh, we just pray for every dad today. You're on BPN Radio. Every dad that is part of the listening audience today, I just pray, Lord, they'll have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, we honor every father here on BPN Radio. And we pray for you that you'll be strong and of a good courage in a day, in a time, in an hour when so much ridicule is happening. So much ridicule as far as dads are concerned today. It is really amazing. We pray that you'll be strong and of a good courage, and that you will not be afraid, and that you will not be dismayed by what's going on, but you will train your children in the way that they should go. So we pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you today, you dads, will be strong and of a good courage. In Jesus' name, as we honor you here on this Father's Day 2015. And may you have a wonderful day today. A wonderful day today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Here's a classic we want to play by Ollie Hunter. It's called Daddy's Hands. It's a fantastic song, and I know that you'll remember it as we give appreciation to all of the fathers today.
were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I don't understand. There was always love in Daddy's hands.
Well, that's a classic. That's a classic there by Holly Dunn and Daddy's Hands. A little country touch here on BPN Radio on this Father's Day. Praying today for you dads that God will give you a wonderful day. Blessings. Praying for you, your children that may not have known a dad, may not have a dad in the home. Maybe your dad has gone to be with the Lord. Maybe you are having a difficult time with this day. Anyhow, we pray for you right now, and we pray for all the fathers, all the children who do not have a father, maybe never known a father. We pray for you right now, and we pray for fathers in this nation. We pray for the fatherless generation. We ask, Lord, that you come and you minister to this nation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I do want to remind you before we go today that on July the 5th, I'll be ministering along with Godfrey Burlick, Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. July the 19th, 20th, and 21st, Leland and I, along with a bunch of young people, will be ministering at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com and you can leave your prayer request and we'll pick it up and we'll be praying for you because we know that God is at work in this nation, in this land. And thank you for being a part of BPN Radio, and I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to pray with you at this time or any time on BPN. And of course, we're going to be back tomorrow at the same time or any time. And we're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders. If you'd like to be a prayer leader, you can register. Or if you already have a prayer group, you can register at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Tell your friends, tell people about this 24-hour prayer network. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I pray that you'll have a wonderful Father's Day. God bless you for being a part of BPN Radio. I'll be back at the same time tomorrow or anytime as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
To BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.